I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality, and you know the vibes, all the hottest news and gossip from the world of show business and reality TV. We've got a big interview today. Love Island USA winners Zita and Timmy are in the studio, but first, let's get through all the gossip. I can't believe it. This week was the Pride of Britain Awards, and I'm sure you saw all the pictures from the red carpet. Molly May debuted her baby bump, and everyone was just looking really, really good. Dami was there as well. The lot. But the pictures that I saw when I was on my way into the studio today made me go, huh? I couldn't believe it. So Joey Essex and Maura were pictured kissing, and like they weren't like in the awards ceremony vicinity. It must have been like the after party somewhere else. It was like a sneaky paparazzi shot, and they zoomed in to this picture, right? And that kiss wasn't just it was like it was seductive. You could even just see it in Maura's eyes, actually, that she was really here for it. And that made me think this wasn't the first time they kissed. I don't think this was the first time they kissed, you know. And all the papers are saying, you know, is this a secret romance? By the looks of it, it could be that. And do you know what? I'm here for it. Joey Essex and Maura look good together. Am I lying? I'm here for it. It's the duo. It's the couple I did not know we needed. So cool. Let me know what you think in the comments. Up next, I didn't want to drag Kanye West today. But do you know what? After everything that's going on, I said, guys,
the pressure is getting Westa.
Right. Kanye has been really, really offensive on social media. He's made anti-Semitic comments, and rightly so. He's been dropped by his brand partners, affiliations, left, right, and center. His talent agency has dropped him. It's just been announced that Adidas has cut ties with him as well. I do feel like, by the way, even Kim Kardashian, by the way, is not standing with him. But like I was about to say, I do feel like Kanye has been a bit cray for the last couple of weeks, if not months. And he said some things. Like, what did he say? He said something like, slavery was a choice. And when he said that, I said, what? That, I felt offended by that personally. And I felt like that was the moment when everyone should have been distancing themselves from him and whatever. And I want to know why it's taken so long for like his talent agency and a brand like Adidas to say, right, we're going to do it now. Look, I'm happy it's done. And that's the most important thing, but it should have been done earlier, in my personal opinion. Now, forget Kanye. We know he's still heartbroken over Kim. We know that's why he's going a bit bonkers right now. But the real and hottest couple in town are the Love Island USA winners. You know, black love is just everything. Zita and Timmy join me in the studio right now, everybody.
Zibby gang here.
My heart warms for you two. I'm so happy we made this happen. OMG.
Yeah.
Before we get into anything, Kanye, what do you think?
Do you know what? Go on, Timmy.
Hey, look, Kanye, for sure.
Fellow Gemini.
He said stuff that you just can't defend at all. But, you know, he is a mastermind. He has a lot of genius in him. But these statements and, you know, how he's talking about things and where he's coming from is just, it's tough to line up with that. So he's gonna, yeah, he's, I think there's no way he said all these things that didn't expect consequence. So I think he's just gonna get what's coming to him.
Yeah. But do you feel like, do you know what? Like, I saw a clip where he was saying he can't be cancelled, he's like a billionaire.
Yeah.
Do you feel like he'll eventually come back out from this? Because it's Kanye.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the first black billionaire, right?
I think in the
Something like that. And, you know, I think when you have, you know, that much money, you're just going to talk your shit and not really look back. And I think a lot of people do that. It's unfortunate he's doing that right now with, you know, his light of being the first black, you know, dude in the fashion industry, like really thriving. So it's unfortunate he's speaking like this. But, you know, sometimes you just get one with the other, because like maybe he wouldn't be at this point if he wasn't this boisterous or this straight like that. You feel me?
But what happened to being humble? What happened to having all the money and just being a nice person and not offending people and just inspiring people?
Yeah, but you know what? Like, I feel like he gets tried a lot. Like, he's been tried a lot throughout his career. So that's when he's just like, I'm good, like, you know, and he's like hanging with these people behind closed doors and hearing like what they're saying and their conversations. So I feel like when he comes out, he's like, fuck you, I don't respect you. Like, that, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to say what I want to say because, like, you lot do this shit in private, and I'm just going to be like this about it. Do you know what I mean?
You know, the Kardashians didn't help with his mental health either, so it's like...
Really? Do you blame them on this?
I don't blame them, but they contributed.
Well, you did. They
contributed.
They don't help.
Contributed.
Well, but the thing is, I don't know, man.
You can't defend him, though, right
you
now.
You can't defend him.
We're not the saying that, by no means.
You can't defend him or the Kardashians?
Kanye right now. Yeah. Like, you can't defend...
No, you can't.
The slavery's a choice. All these things he was saying, I don't care where he's coming from.
White lives matter.
Yeah, exactly.
On
there's
a t-shirt.
No
t-shirt.
And you know what he's doing there. You know he's trying to anger the black community. He's doing it on purpose.
Yay.
Do you know what? I was actually reading a thread about this today, and someone said, well, the reason why Kanye didn't get cancelled because of the slavery comment and the White Lives Matter comment is because he was essentially, you know, throwing hate towards his own community, and that's not the same as throwing hate towards another community.
Yeah.
So do you feel like that plays a part in it as well?
Honestly,
because I guess there's a big difference,
say.
You know, like a black person and a white person saying white lives matter. Do you know what I mean? There's just a big difference between the two. Yeah. I'm not agreeing with it. I'm just telling you what I saw on Twitter before anyone comes to me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying, Will. What you? Please. Anyway, it's a hot mess.
Yeah. I know, that's what we're saying. We can't defend him. But it's like, if you want to like play devil's advocate, I guess, then it's like...
Yeah.
He's
seen some shit. You know he's seen some shit.
Yeah.
Being the first to run over that mountaintop, you know, he probably dealt with a lot behind closed doors.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
I'm just giving it context, I think. I think we're just giving context, not agreeing with what he's doing, but like, hey, man, first black person to do a lot of things in America, you're going to see some shit and you're going to have a different opinion than most.
1,000%. Was Jay-Z not the first?
I think Jay-Z... That's why I'm not really co-signing what you're saying, because I don't know if it's the truth. I think Jay-Z or someone else.
Yeah.
No, he might have been... I don't know.
I just remember hearing it. I heard it in an interview
I know
recently.
I've heard it as well, but I'm
I don't
not
know.
Sure.
I don't know.
Do you know what I think it was? It's because he went... Like everyone thought he had no money for a while, and then he became a billionaire. So I think that's what made it like, oh yeah, he's a billionaire. Yeah, I don't think it was him being a first class one,
but he's still
one of the few.
One of the few.
Yeah. And oh my gosh, what do you think of Maura and Joey Essex?
Oh my days! I'm here for it.
It was the unexpected like duo that we never really saw coming.
Shocking.
And yeah,
is it shocking though?
I just never thought.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I never thought.
Fair play, though.
Fair play
to those two.
Yeah, I'll show you them when we leave.
Yeah.
Timmy's like, who?
So have you had the chance to like look up any of the UK reality stars or anything?
Just through Zeta. You know, she's putting me on, and everybody looks great, wonderful. And we're outside. We're in London, so pull up on us.
Wow.
Yeah.
So look, we've been talking about other people, but what about you?
What about us?
You know, Love Island USA... From strength to strength, you had such a journey in there.
Yeah.
How's everything been going since?
It's been amazing. Been a journey. It's been beautiful. I mean, we're glad to be outside of the villa. And now we're just like collabing on life, and it's been wonderful. Like, I'm here. I'm in her homeland right now. So I would say things are going pretty well. And then, you know, she's in California too. So we're crossing paths. We're just combining our lives together right now.
Yeah. And how you finding London? How you finding the UK?
I'm liking it. I mean, listen, I've been here for 2 days, so I have a lot to see. But so far, so good. I like the weather right now. Like, I like that cool breeze. It's like fall vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
Feels like Thanksgiving outside.
Yeah.
What is Thanksgiving
for? Like, I just
Thanksgiving in New York is like cool air.
I don't know, innit?
I got it.
It's cool. And
it's cool. Like, the leaves are changing colors, you know?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I can co-sign what he's saying because obviously I know what Thanksgiving is like in America. Wow. And it is like this.
Hoodie weather.
Know what? The weather's been nice here. I thought it was going to be really
It's been all right over
bad.
The last couple of days, actually. Yeah. It's been all right.
Yeah, everyone was like, okay, Zita, good luck bringing him here to this shit weather. And I was like, I know. But then we've gotten here and we've actually
it's
quite
not
liked
bad.
It.
Some poking out every now and then.
Yeah. So have you tried out any of the British traditions? Have you had your fish and chips? Have you like tried out anything? What about the posh? Well, you've got the posh teacup today. You know, we're really doing it grand today. Well, like, what have you guys been eating? Anything interesting?
Hey,
rice. Come on,
Zita. Well, you know I'm African.
Come on, Zita.
But you know I'm African, though, so you know he's been eating.
I always feel like you need to go on one of those like bus tours in central London, like riding around Buckingham Palace, just looking at the UK. No,
you want to do that?
I would do it, but if y'all say it's too
it's
touristy,
no, because
I got somebody from here, so I don't know what she want
to
do.
You need to know.
I trusted her.
yeah, I don't know.
I'm screaming.
If he was like, I want to do it, I'll do it.
Yeah,
but like,
if you don't recommend it, I won't do it.
You're like, let's just stay in, eat rice, and mind our business. Like, I think you what you're saying.
No. I want to take you back, but obviously, like, we've gotten here and it's been like you're tired, isn't it? Like
the jet
it's
lag,
8 hour difference, LA to London. So we just had like a day to catch up on sleep.
Yeah.
I actually tweeted about this. Like, wow. I'm like, my mum's like, oh my gosh, get up. There's no such thing as jet lag. And then Timmy's sleeping. She's like, oh, let the boy sleep. Like, this poor boy. I'm like, oh, so jet lag's a thing now. Like,
Miss Abby is great. Love her.
Wow. And Zita, for you, obviously, you're British. You went on Love Island USA. Why didn't you go on Love Island UK?
I've said this before. I'm like, I don't have a chance of winning.
Why?
On Love Island UK. I've not seen it before.
Mm. Seen what before?
I've never seen, specifically as well, a dark-skinned black woman or couple win the show. Like, honestly, Indy and Dami, in my opinion, I would have had them win.
Yeah.
But it seems like it weren't even like a possibility. I'm happy they placed third, but like... Yeah. I would have easily like put them as number one.
So you
and that's
like
no shade to Ekin and Davide. I like them as well. But yeah.
So you felt like you had to go to the US to win the show, and you did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Because you know what? Season two, Justine, she won. She's a black, dark-skinned black girl. And so like in my mind, I'm like, oh, okay, so it's possible.
Mm. So what does that say about society in the UK and society in the US? Because when you think about it, it's the public's vote, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's not even down to the channels involved or the shows. It's down to the public. So what does that say about the public over here and the public over in the US?
I'm like washing my words, innit? I don't know. I feel like, be politically correct, I feel like the black population here is much smaller.
Yeah, fine.
So, going off of that, alone, like it would make more sense that white people would win.
Fair play. Yeah, fair play.
That's just to keep it PC.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, anything else I'm probably not gonna say.
And to keep it funky, like, yeah, you know, America voted for a black couple for sure, but even though that is the case, still in America you have to be the right type of black couple.
You've got to be top, really?
You're not just any old
tier.
Black couple. And I'm not just talking our shit, but
what
like
do you mean the right type of black?
You just you got articulation, how you're presenting yourself.
What?
You know, it's not just throwing it out to any couple, any black couple. Like I do think we had something special, and I think America had to respect it.
Yeah.
Wow.
1,000%. I completely piggyback off of him with that. You've got to be top tier in America as a black person.
Exceptional. It's just like any field, though. Like,
yeah.
You know, that's you have to crack into that you're the minority of, you know, the masses. Like,
yeah.
You got to be exceptional.
Yeah.
Gotta be,
wow.
Yeah, a bit different.
Yeah.
Now, Love Island USA was a great view. And this was my first time watching it, by the way.
What?
I was so shocked at how similar things were, like just the fire pit, Ian Sterling's voice, just there's so many things. I was like, oh my gosh, this is basically the same thing.
Well,
but
do you know
over
we
there.
Had they brought UK producers over, and also I knew that was happening, which is also why I chose to go on.
Really?
Yeah, because honestly, the first three seasons of Love Island USA to me was quite shit. Season two was nice, yeah. And that made me be like, okay, maybe I could do it. But yeah, it just. They had a lot of UK producers. Like Sophie.
Yeah, Sophie.
He loves Brits. Really? He loves Brits.
I'm a fan of y'all.
Wow. Why are you a fan of Brits?
I just keep it funky. And I like how y'all describe
things. What is funky?
Things.
You keep saying keep it funky. What is keep it funky?
Real.
Wow.
He's New York and they're like that too.
Really?
Yeah. Unfiltered, so a lot of people say that's probably like why we blended so well. Yeah. Because like, you know, like Brits, we're just straight shooters. Mm. Like you just say it, like, yeah. And New York's very like that too. They're respectful about it, but they just say it, and that's why I like.
For sure, yeah.
Wow.
And Sophie was just lovely. Shout out to Sophie.
The producer.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the first day on this show. You know, the coupling. I just felt like you two were drawn to each other straight away. It was just like it was a match made in heaven. Would you say it was love at first sight?
Yep. I would have to say that. It's just like,
Jimmy.
Yeah. I mean, in the moment, maybe I didn't know exactly what was going on, but hindsight's 20/20. I see it now.
That's so sweet.
That is so cute.
100%.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
And then you two, you start to grow from strength to strength. The public started to love you both. Mm. And it's crazy because I guess you didn't know how the public were viewing you or anything,
no.
But actually, everyone was loving you. Like, yeah. On my TikTok, I was seeing clips of you two everywhere. So how was it like for you, just building up this new relationship? It's a new show, you've just met. Like, how was it getting to know each other for you in there?
Yeah.
It was just so easy with him. Mm. Like, I didn't think about, like, the fact that I was on telly. Like, I was just like, oh, it's just Timmy and I chatting shit, like, all the time. And a lot of things that they didn't see, which I do actually think you saw a bit of it, but he would always make me laugh.
Yeah.
Like, when we was doing a coupling and I chose him, the second he got behind me, Timmy, jokes on jokes. Like, I would literally be like, stop. Like,
really?
Yeah, from day dot, just making me laugh.
If it's working, you don't stop. So I just like, she's laughing. I'm like, oh, let me pour this on. I'm gonna spill all the tea. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. But I feel like in real normal life, when you start dating somebody, you know, you do want to make sure you take the time to get to know them.
Yeah.
You know, that's just facts.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like, Timmy, there were periods where you were like, just trying to see what's going on. Like, I feel like there was a time. There was a conversation you two had where it was like, you know, can you see us working on the outside world?
Yeah.
You were kind of like, you weren't saying yes, but you were kind of like a bit, I think you wanted to see. So is it safe to say that there was a period where you just wanted to see how things were going to go down?
Because
I think a lot of people at that point, when you said that, the clips are going around on social media, people were like, oh, is he being fake? Or was that just you wanted to be certain that you liked Zita?
Yeah, that's just my style in general. Like, I do like to be certain. I think time tells a lot. So, I wasn't shying away from it, but I just wanted to see how the game played out, you know? And I, even, you know, just another, you know, sports reference, you do very well when you let the game come to you and you just make the reads. I don't try to force nothing. So I heard what she said, the outside of Villa, I did say I could see that. Yeah. And then I also was like, all right, let me just take a little step back and see how she operates from here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just, you know, wanted to be certain about things.
Cool. And how did you feel when that happened? Because I feel like the viewers were like, oh, what could this mean? How did you feel in that moment?
Well, in that moment, I ain't know. Like, I didn't know he was like hesitant.
And you know what? I noticed that you didn't know.
I didn't.
Because when he said it, I thought, oh, okay. But you were just like, yeah.
Yeah. It weren't till like shit started going down. And then people was like, Andy was a bit uncomfortable that you asked him that. And I was like, I was like, was he? Okay. And that's why I started kicking off and stuff. Because I was like.
Because we got to a point where you were not playing about, you know.
No,
you were not playing about. Boy, and then there was Bria. What was your thought process around that at the time?
Yeah, new person in the villa, so it was exciting to have new people. I was always excited when new people came
in.
Yeah.
To be fair, girl or boy, he was always excited.
So, you know, they came in and then, you know, Bria made it very clear that she had her eyes on me. Mm. So at this point, you know, just knowing the nature of the game and how things go here and knowing what part of the game we're in. It's pretty early. So for me to be, you know, open to all options, I had to present myself like that. So she expressed interest. She was somebody that, you know, I would talk to, you know, at least give the time of day. So I just followed that, and it was a big part of our story, and I think it played out the right way. But that's what it was.
Okay, so now let's take a step back. So you followed that?
Right, just followed the honesty of being open about getting to know whoever in here.
Where's that? Just not his messy shit.
He angling it.
You were trying to cut off my nose. Come back.
I tried to put a bow on it.
You saw that. He tried it.
Run it back, though. We're good.
Cool. So you followed that, and look, you know, you showed interest.
Yes,
you made it clear that you showed interest.
100%.
You let her know, and I feel like you essentially allowed Bria to believe that actually she had a permanent and safe spot in your life.
I hear you. What made you think that in particular?
I just think the way you were being with her, and actually the way she was being as well.
For sure.
I think she felt quite confident that actually, you know, this is us.
For
a small period of time.
Well, to be honest, I wanted to give her 100%, because then if I gave her 100%, I'm going to get my answer. Mm. So if my answer was obviously Zeta in the end, but I don't think if I would have just shied away or just not really gave it my all, in quotes, to Bria, then I might not have, like, I might have more confusion with my decision. So that's just how I made decisions. Like, the real will prevail. The answer's going to float up to the top, and it did.
Yeah.
So I did kind of give her that battery in her back, like you're saying. Like, she definitely probably thought.
Yeah.
She thought.
Yeah, and Zeta, how did you feel when this was all playing out? like crap, basically.
Yeah, I felt like shit, because obviously I'd spent, and everyone's like, you was only with the boy for 7 days, relax. You're on an island where the whole point of you being on the island is to be coupled up with someone. Mm. And I've been coupled up with this boy for 7 days on an island, which 7 days is literally like 3 weeks in there, every single day. Yeah. And then someone comes in. You lot are not seeing the conversations we're having in bed. Mm. You lot are not seeing any of that. So it's like, this girl's just like, oh my gosh, you're so into this boy already. Like, it's just day seven. But I'm like, I don't like anyone else in here. Mm. So if somebody comes for him... Yeah. Then I'm just at a loss. Yeah. And you expect me to just be like, oh, okay, what's Love Island? Like, let's just see. Like, no, I'm not going to be like that. I'm going to make my stamp and be like, what's going on? Like, this is the boy I want. Mm. And you're coming for him.
Yeah.
So, like, what's good?
Yeah, because you had the tense conversation with her, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was more than tense.
Yeah, I did. And I've blogged about this. Mm. So ZetaConfidential.com.
Yeah, tap into that.
If you want to get all the juice in the tea.
Because she called you a hater, didn't she?
An insecure hater. Yeah, but she said it when she walked off, so I didn't hear it.
Oh.
Yeah, like the microphone caught it, but I didn't hear that.
Wow.
I'm glad I didn't, though, because I probably would have acted out a character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, how are things with you two now? No dialogue? Did it ever get solved?
No.
Did you ever feel like come to a place of, like,
I thought we was good till I got out of the villa and seen that she was like chatting loads of mess about me. But it's neither here nor there. I really couldn't care less.
Yeah.
Today, I couldn't care less.
Yeah. And that's the most important thing. Today.
I couldn't care less.
Just to piggyback on what she's saying, like, it was 7 days, but like we did make a lot of headway. Because like she said, like we had a lot of talks. At night, on camera, off camera, like, so we were definitely far along, and then even more so, like, I knew the type of woman Zeta is, I knew I didn't have her in the bag, or at least that's how I felt, so I was like, a big part, and I tell her this, and she, listen to me, because I do think, like, you held me accountable, like, I didn't feel like I had her, so, like, I knew we had something, but I had to explore my options, because I'm like, she's definitely going to do the same thing. If she felt called to.
Would you have done the same thing?
Before or after his decision?
Before.
Before, no. I was putting on that act, and I think that's what, because he didn't know me that well. It was a great
act. It was a great act.
I believed it. I was putting on that act that, like, listen, like, maybe if somebody else comes in here, like, that's...
And as you should, though, that's the defense, I feel like, that's
necessary.
But
naturally, like, in my spirit, in my heart, I knew there was going to be no one that matched Timmy. Just because, like, mentally, we clicked. Like, it's mentally for me that I can, like, really, really click with someone. And then he's good looking. Like, it goes like that for me. So, like... Yeah, I speak to so many lads who I'm just like, oh my days, like there's just nothing there that I can connect to.
Yeah.
So I just knew, but he didn't know that.
Right.
So he was like, okay, if somebody else comes in here, like it's early days, like I will get to know him. He'd done what he was supposed to do, honestly. Mm. But like, yeah, for me, I was like, this is getting out of hand.
I think it was good for me not to know that. In that stage of our relationship, it was good for me not to be complacent, I feel like.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, yeah, like.
Also,
you know.
Is it safe to say that you was like, especially after I asked the question, like, could you see us on the outside? That you was like, let me slow this down by still getting to know someone else.
I hear that. I didn't use that as motivation for sure. I did not.
Okay.
But yeah,
let's talk about that recoupling scene where you were like, boy, I'm done with this. You're like, I'm choosing somebody else. you're like, I'm choosing someone else because I'm tired of being.
That's that shit I'm
saying. Tired of looking like a fool.
That's that shit.
I could see it in your face. I'm like, yeah, no, I know what you're going to say. And you recoupled with Jeff.
Jeff, yeah.
And you cried.
Yo.
No,
I won't leave you alone.
I actually watched this a good 3 times. You cried.
Yeah.
You admitted that you cried.
No, you're entitled to your opinion.
No.
You're definitely entitled.
One thing we're not doing here is lying on this show. There were tears coming down your eyes, mister. We saw
Roll the tapes. Let's see it.
All right, there were tears. All right, you tell me. What was it?
He'll tell you his allergies.
Actually.
Hey, fever.
Hey, fever. Y'all funny. I respect it. I think I actually yarned. You know, like, when you yarn and then, like, swear to God, I was tired. Those were late ceremonies. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, all those ceremonies, I was not shook, man. I really wasn't. I was either tired, standing up to it. It was an emotional situation, but.
But you looked emotional.
Fair enough. Well, you know how they shoot these things. Let me put y'all on. What they do is you're standing up there. The whole ceremony could take like 15 minutes. It takes an hour. And then they just have the camera on you in silence. So you're like fidgeting. You're looking around because they're waiting for that moment to capture. I'm just keeping it real with you, bro.
Yeah. But you were emotional.
It was an emotional situation, but I don't. Yeah. The crying thing is just, I can't co-sign it. I get it. It's juicy, but nah.
He's like a New York guy. He's not really like crying like that. So like, I know. I can't remember
last time I cried. That's what I'm saying. Like,
and that's what he means by that. But it was emotional.
100%.
100%. How did it feel then?
Yes.
Did you feel like, damn, I really messed up?
I just felt like.
Sorry. It was a
Do you feel like I did?
No. How did you feel? How did you feel?
Right. In the moment, I going into the ceremony, I didn't think she was going to choose me. Mm-hmm. I did not think that because I knew what I did. I knew the situation I put her in. I was taking responsibility for that. But I will say what kind of played with my mind is like when I heard the speech, I'm like, oh, shit, this might be about me. She's saying stuff that could apply to me. Whether or not it did or not, the way I read it in that moment, I'm like, this is a lot of verbiage for, you know, if she's talking about Jeff, y'all just met. There's no way this is about Jeff. That's how I felt. So I almost was like, oh, man, she about to pick me. And then, boom, when she hit me with that detour, I was like, oh, shit. And then it did hit me a bit. I'm like, okay, like, is this the end? Because it could be.
Yeah.
Because she had an opportunity,
And he didn't know what mug meant.
Did not.
Really?
Yeah, so mug? When I said that.
To a mug?
You thought it was a mug?
Yeah.
Mug, right? No idea.
Like, this boy's helped me to not feel like an absolute mug in here. Like, people was like, Timmy, you should have known you weren't getting chosen. Like.
Wow.
Yeah.
And fine, let's just recap on that point. So how did you find your experience of Jeff?
In the beginning, I was just so happy he was in there.
Mm.
I was so happy he was in there because he was giving me attention. He was like, I'm in here for you. Mm. Like, if Timmy's not going to treat you right, I'm going to be here. Mm. And, you know, I just needed someone. And so I was very happy Jeff was there.
So was he like just a filler for you at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what you described.
Yeah, yeah, he was. He was a filler. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, we give it to you live, Will. Come on now.
And that is okay. And that is okay.
Yeah. But it's like, that's the game, isn't it?
It's a game show as well.
And I was always very honest with Jeff. Mm. Like, every conversation we have, he'd be like, you miss Timmy? We're like, yeah. You know? So I just felt like I'm being honest.
I'm going to keep it funky too. Like, Bria was a filler. Like, I knew I was going back to Zeta. So it's like, let's
did
just
you? Put,
yeah, come on. I forgot where so we was at. I'm thinking we still...
So
like,
you both knew at what point did you like feel like, right? At what point did you both feel like, right, we're just going to do this? Because there's a lot of pride and ego involved at this point because you've clearly both upset each other. Yeah. So at what point did you say, no, I don't care how I look. I don't care about my pride. I don't care about my ego. I'm just going to go and get what I want. Mm.
For me, I was ready to do that after the Sneaky Link kiss. Mm. But then it's almost like the producers set it up to where it was time for Timmy to spend more time with Bria right after that Sneaky Link kiss. Yeah, because we went straight into the G-Force challenge.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then...
Oh, yeah, they separated us. Yeah,
it was like that. And so on the G-Force challenge, I'm like, oh, he's like in a situation. You know, the flying challenge, we had to pick one of us. Mm-hmm. So then, like, by that time, I've chat to all the girls like, you know, like Timmy and I had a snog last night. Mm. So they're like, oh, they're back on. It's just not public yet. And then the G-Force challenge, like, he chose Bria. So then they was looking at me like, mug again. Like, do you know what I mean? And then I'm like...
Did you feel a bit at that point, oh gosh, like the girls might be thinking, oh...
Yeah, like, and Timmy would always be like, why do you care, like, what people's thinking? Like, you should know, like, what we had. Mm. And like, you know, on the outside world, 1,000%, like, but being in there, like, it was just like, I'm not going to look like an idiot. Like, yeah, you snogged him, but he's still snogging Bria in bed, picking her in challenges, like... You just look like you're going for him, you know?
Yeah,
so
but
I was Casa like...
Amor, he came back.
Oh, yeah.
And it was for you.
Like a champ.
I liked what you did, though, by the door. And you were like, come on. I liked that. That was jokes. That was jokes. But, you know.
That's who he is.
Yeah, but you lot were drawn back to each other. And I feel like when you got back together, it was real.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in life, when you're in a relationship and you go through those hurdles, when you overcome those hurdles, it's like, you know, this is stronger now than it was before. Do you guys feel like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Battle testing, man. That's the point. That's why you got to let time do what it does. Can't be scared of the battles. Because look at the beauty at the end. Like, it was a lot of certainty. So, I agree.
And Timmy, like, it's really, like, sexy because he's very just trust the process type of guy in everything. So even in that situation, like, I feel like he was like, if I am as connected to Zeta as I feel I am, then she will, like, trust the process as well, like, and trust that we do have something that is going to come back together, you know? So I feel like he was also kind of looking like, I know you knew how I felt, like, it was shit, but I feel like he was just like, because Isaiah would tell me, like, he just wants you to be confident in what you have, and I'd be like, but how can I, like, I'm single, and then now, like, I'm looking like a mug, like, do you know what I mean? But, yeah, he just wanted me to trust the process.
Because I somewhat knew... knew her. I'm like, yo, you can do it. Like, I see this for us. And I know you're a smart and intellectual woman that will understand, like, if I'm giving out that energy, even though we're not together, you know what it is. Like, I just knew she had that in her. And, you know, want her to trust that.
Yeah.
Trust that gut.
And let's talk about Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about that scene by the fire pit.
Yeah.
The confrontation bit between you and him.
Right, right.
Like, how is that now? Are you guys cool with each other?
Yeah.
What happened in the moment? Talk to me about that scene.
Yeah, we're definitely cool now. We're cordial. You know, it's not like we're hanging out every day. I won't say that. But I had like a live after the show. I went on IG Live and he tuned in. And we just kind of squashed all the rumors and everything like that. But in the villa, there was definitely some static between us. Like, he was my antagonist. That's how I saw it. Like, he came in. you know, Bria and Zeta were, you know, people who I were was dealing with at that time, and he came in with the interests of both of them, pretty much. And just throughout the show, we had our little tussles, you know. And I think
was it a bit awkward, like
it was awkward. Yeah, we sleeping right next to each other. We spend a lot of time together. We have to be around each other and coexist. So it definitely was awkward at times. It definitely was uncomfortable. But I kept the main thing, and that's what helped me get through the show. But that scene at the end with the fight by the fire pit, that was just like, that was brewing for a while. And I think he just mentioned something that was indirectly direct. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew what he was saying when he said the buddy-buddy thing. Mm. That was like the clip that was a piece that made me tell myself I did need to react. Mm-hmm. And Zeta actually said something before me. And then I kind of just stepped in. Mm. So it was an indirect little shot that he had at, I believe, me and a couple of the Islanders, and I just you know, stepped up and spoke my mind, and, you know, he resorted to that way of approaching things, which was, you know, a little aggressive, and I don't shy away from that. That's cool if you want to go there, but that's just what it was.
Yeah. But look, you know, you claimed your woman.
Of course, man.
And you asked her to be exclusive.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. What made you want to do that?
It was the right time in our story, and it felt right. Like, feelings are hard for me to just go off of, like, in my life in general. So I do need a bit of time just to, like, see exactly how things look, exactly how I feel. And I did feel like we had enough time at that point, and I had a good enough understanding of her character, and I saw her in multiple situations and how she handled herself. And I'm like, yeah, like, she could represent me for sure, and I would love to represent her.
Yeah, and would you say the future scares you sometimes?
No, I don't think the future scares me, but it's the unknown. So you have, it's caused a pause for sure.
Yeah. And how far ahead have you thought about your relationship with Zeta? Like, have you thought about, you know, marriage, kids?
Yeah, those are thoughts. You know, your mind wanders for sure. But look, I think the beauty in it is, as long as you think about the future and it seems positive, I don't think you need to dwell on that. Focus on the present and then build towards, and you know, those routes will find itself. So when I think of our future, it's very positive, and that's beautiful, and that gives me motivation to continue forward in the present and make that special and make that real.
Cool. Yeah. What we naming the baby? What the names?
We already did, right?
What we named? What we know? No, I want a good three names. What are the three names?
You go first.
Both of you, come on. Like...
Do you feel like we really would name? Would you really name our daughter Nine? Or do you feel?
Do you really want to name our daughter Nine?
Yeah, Loki.
Yes, that's
Nine.
Fun. Yeah.
I like that, you know.
Yeah. Do you know what? I heard India liked the name Three, and you lot was giving her so much shit, and I was like,
no, Nine sounds better than Three.
I agree.
What is Three? India and Dami. What is Three?
Do you know what? I'm Team India though.
Really?
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
Nine,
but I really like Nine, and he likes the name Makeda. So that was on the island. That was our baby's name, Nine Makeda.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nine M. Yeah, 9M. Yeah. So, what's the dream wedding as well? Because I feel like I can picture it now. So I can see baby Michaela sitting at the front, baby Nine, maybe India's baby Three, and Dami at the back. Where is this wedding? I'm trying to picture it now. Is it outside? Is it like in a garden somewhere? Is it where is it? Do you know what I mean? I can see like a nice
photosynthesis. So we probably be in a garden somewhere.
Yeah, I can see that.
The grass is growing, trees are flowing, all that.
Yeah, he's big on photosynthesis.
Nature in general.
Really?
Yeah, I love nature.
Wow.
Yeah, I've never been a wedding girl.
Really?
So I've never pictured what my wedding would be.
You're not down for it?
No, I'm down for it, but I've never dreamt
just
about
sit down
like
and just dream
what dress
be.
I would wear. In my head, I've always thought the romance story was I was so in love with my person, we just got married and no one knew.
Really?
That's
my
vibe.
I know people who do that
as well. Yeah. Hungover in Vegas, just wake up and
that's just my vibe.
Let's just do it.
Yeah, but obviously, I feel like I want to have a wedding for my family, my mum would want one, things like that. But for me, I don't really care.
Yeah, fair play.
Yeah.
And what is the future of media and showbiz hold for you guys? Do you want to look into maybe the world of acting, entertainment? Yeah. What is it that you guys want to get into?
Go ahead. I mean, she's already doing it.
I know you, yeah.
She's
yeah,
already
yeah.
doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Acting's my thing. That's my passion. So I'm going to continue on that journey. Yeah. And then I want, you know, to be like a business mogul, like brand, like my blog. I want it to become a brand. So I'm working on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Timmy actually wants to get into a bit of acting now.
Oh, cool.
Sure do.
And he's saying really good.
Oh, thank
coming
you.
From wow. an actress.
Thank you so much. Yeah, yeah, coming from her, it means a lot. She's been hinting at it that it wouldn't be a bad idea for me. So I definitely want
to go for it.
Dibble and dabble with that. But I am coming out with my fitness brand. I have my website. I have my, a lot of things on the way. I'm going to have a clothing line too. And I'm coming out with a podcast.
So, oh, good.
So right now my hustles are my fitness brand,
yeah,
podcast, and I do make music. I do rap.
Yeah.
And we're going to throw in some acting there.
Cool.
Sure.
Yeah.
And how are you lot dealing with your newfound fame? Because obviously, like I said to you before we started filming this podcast, 5-6 months ago, you know, I'm sure life was proper different to the way it is now. So how are you dealing with it? Well, I saw you on TMZ the other day. Like, how are you just dealing yeah. with all of this new fan fame?
I just think we're the right people for this, because we were just talking. It's like, it's really just a number. Like, Instagram is just a number. Yeah. Like, it looks crazy. You know, yeah. we have a lot of followers, but for me, I don't really dwell on that. I don't let that affect like my mindset. Cause I'm like, let me just continue to do what got me here. I guess like going out in public is it's a bit different. I don't always like eyes on me. I'm low key. I'm yeah. a low key dude. Yeah. So that's been the biggest adjustment, is just like, you know, going about my daily routine, and then just also being mindful of, oh wait, I am like a public figure in a way. So it just comes with, you know, the preparation for each day is a little different, but other than that, I'm still Swervo, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've just been trying to be better about like posting
that part,
for
yeah.
the Zimmy supporters. Definitely. Because we're so low key. Like, we'll be hanging out and no one will know for 2 days, and then we're like, oh, we probably should have posted something. Mm. You know?
So well, that comes with being a public figure.
Yeah.
And not just that, you're also now influencers as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
people want to know what you guys are up
that
to.
That bit we're
How does that
to?
Feel? Because it's like, yeah, you're enjoying your relationship and everything, but people want to know. And I'm afraid to say, in this instance, people deserve to know
yeah.
what you're up to, because, you Fair know, they enough. Followed your journey. And
they voted
they
for
see,
us.
They voted for you. Yeah. You won, and they just want to see every part of the journey. But mm-hmm. it's like, how much do you show them? Like, I want to sleep. I want to relax. But then at the same time, you've kind of got a job to do in a weird way.
Yeah. Yeah. We've really had to tap in and say, like, okay, like, it's work. Mm-hmm. I think.
But it's also your life.
It's also our life. But we've made sure now that we know, like, okay, like, we're just vibing and that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
And then like, okay, but we also have to do work. Yeah. So is this a moment that we're all right with it, like doing work in that moment? So now we're like compartmentalizing it.
Yeah.
But first, when we first came out, we caught so much shit because we didn't post the first week. Mm. People's like, Zimmy's over. So why did we vote for him? Oh my damn. I told you Timmy weren't really into her. Like,
oh, they're bullshit.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. Like, it was the first time I got a taste of like, oh wow. shit. Like, I'm not going to be able to sleep if like...
yeah, you ain't sleeping.
Like,
you're
not going to sleep if you don't post something. Like, yeah.
But the fun part is finding the creative ways to just intertwine our lives with also showing it. Like,
yeah.
There's a way to do it, and that's, we're finding that sweet spot where we're living our life, we're having a good time being present, but also documenting it at the same time for our supporters. So we want to do that, and we're just trying to find the exact way to just make that as seamless for us as possible, so it comes off organic and not like some forced shit. Because I don't do well with forced things. I'd rather, you know, capture the authenticity in a moment. So we're gonna figure that out. But we got a lot of content for the Zimmy gang out there.
Good.
Yeah.
What's the number one thing you love about each other?
Good question.
The list is really long.
I want like the strongest, the key, there's a key quality. Is there a key quality that I love this or I love this? This stands out.
I mean, her depth, like just how many ways we can go within conversation, feelings, all that, like just her depth. She's very layered, and that just, you can't replicate that. Like, it comes with, you know, experience and just obviously who she is naturally as a person and what she's seen. So just her depth just allows us to go so many places, which I mean that's amazing to me, because I didn't feel like I was going to meet anybody like that, especially on Long Island. I did not think so, and that played a role into why I was when you asked, like, how did it feel, like, getting to know her, like, I was very excited. Like, even joking around with her, I was very excited because I'm like, this is somebody that, like, is on a similar wave as me, and that's beautiful. That's my answer.
That's my answer. Yeah, it's so many things, but I'm going to say, like, Timmy's he's very relaxed, and he's so positive. Mm. And it's just so nice to have someone in your life that's like that. Like, I'm spazzing or doing this, that, and a third. And he's just like, it's okay. Like, it's all right. And then you're just, like, instantly reminded, like, oh, it is all right. Oh, I do need to relax. I can just, like, it's not. Mm. It's just so nice to have that comfort. And he's really funny. So you add those two things, and it just feels like such a win in life to have someone like that beside you. Mm, so there's so many things that I could list off, but, like, that would be it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just how positive he is and just relaxed in that positivity. Yeah. And he's just like a big decoration person. So it's like, things aren't negative. Like, he's just not a negative person. He just don't have time for it. So it's just really, like, it's comforting. That's my favourite thing.
Oh, yeah. This is my heart's warming. My heart's warming.
Have you guys had the chance to speak to Dami in India?
Yeah. Yeah, I was texting Dami the other day.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so...
You guys need to catch up, man. I want to see this duo.
Everyone
this,
says they want to see me, Dami.
All of you lot in one room. I need to see it. I need to see it.
I'm ready for that.
Yeah, we're so excited to meet up with them. We're going to meet up with them this week.
Yes! Yeah. This is what we need.
Yeah, like, I can't wait to meet India. I was obsessed with
her.
She's vibe. Obviously, like, was in a hotel room. I was watching her before I went on.
Yeah.
So I think I caught, like, 1 week of the UK one before I went on, yeah, and I was like, I really like that girl.
She is nice.
Yeah, so.
She is nice.
And Dami as well. Really good excited vibes, to meet both of them.
What words do you have for your Zimmy fans?
I don't know, but I really
gang, loved it. Gang, gang, gang. We appreciate you. Like, seriously, like, I don't know. I just love when you're yourself and people resonate with that. Yeah. So I just feel like we both feel like that. We just naturally and organically got to know each other and people jumped on board with that. So if you did jump on board with that and you are Zimmy Gang, shout out to you. Shout out to the Swervettes too.
Yeah. Do you know he's got Swervettes and they're strong, like,
wow.
Yeah, like,
I see y'all. I see each and one of y'all.
The other Islanders, I think it was Deb and Courtney, they was just talking to me and I was like, Zita, like, you know the Zimmy fans, like, there. Like, they was looking at me like, no, it's serious.
Yeah, they don't play about.
They don't mess about when it comes to us. And, like, also just piggybacking off of what he's saying, like, the authenticity is what resonated with them. And you're saying, what would I shout out to them? They are such authentic people to resonate with us. Yeah. Because, like, it takes one to know one, real recognise real. So if they felt that and they vibe with that, then it just says a lot about them as well. Yeah. So, like, yeah, shout out Zimmy. Yeah. Zimmy gang is so strong.
Wow.
Yeah, I love them. I will be chatting to them, DMing them back, because I'm like, they want to support us in everything we do. They're like, oh, you've got a brand, let us know. I'm ready, like, take my money, like, whatever. Yeah. They're like, it's okay when you and Timmy don't know, like, we're nervous to post, or, like, we just don't feel like it. They're like, it's okay, take your time, like, we're here for you. Like, they actually care, and that's so nice.
And I can tell that means a lot to you.
A lot, because they don't have to. There's people out there who are like, post, 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 and they don't give a shit about us. They're just like, where's the content? I'm bored. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And then you've got Zimmy who's like, take your time. Like, we've got a reaction video coming out and we thought it was going to be, like, released earlier and it didn't release on the date that we thought. And I tweeted, I was like, I'm sorry. They was like, it's okay. We know you're in London. You've been traveling. Like, have fun with Timmy. Like, you'll get to us when you do. Like, they're just so... And then they're like, if we see something on Reddit, we're going to talk about it for you. Like, you've got shooters out here. Like, they're strong.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, it's such a blessing.
For sure.
It really is.
Wow, and you guys deserve it all. Thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you, man. Yeah. Shout out to Will.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.